News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you hear the ads running right now for National Christian Foundation? National Christian Foundation, just used it last night, by the way. National Christian Foundation, that's how Charlene and I now do our charitable giving. So, like, we support our church and a number of other charities, and we give every month. Well, National Christian Foundation removes the requirement to have to write multiple checks. One check to them, and then all you do is go on the website and click give, 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 give to your charities of choice, and they send the checks out from there. What that does, though, is while in the meantime, while they're holding the funds, you immediately got the tax credit because they are themselves a 501c3. They also manage it like a money market or portfolio, and they can grow the funds. If you nest some funds there that you want to grant out over time, but you don't know where you're going to send it yet, you've already got the tax credit, and they streamline the whole operation because at the end of the year, bam, you get that that document for your taxes from one source and not multiple. It's very cool. I love it. They're run on Christian principles. I know the people that run the Alabama office. They are just godly individuals who do a great job. National Christian Foundation. Go to NCF Giving. It's ncfgiving.com/Alabama. ncfgiving.com/Alabama. All right, listen. I got to tell you, this is one of those very cool things here that you look at and you go, okay, I guess we were on the mark. So literally today I came into the show sort of thinking and deliberating over how I would gear the Triple Dipper, right? The Triple Dipper, every day, Copper runs the sound effect at the beginning of the show, and I have three themes that we're going to try and guide the show on. The first one was the walkouts have begun, and I talked about how nationwide, we're seeing people resisting the vaccine mandate, literally beginning to recognize that they, as employees, do have some strength in their position. One of those strengths is what I went ahead and made an entire segment out of. Number two on the Triple Dipper for the day is, what is a religious accommodation? A request for religious exemption, if you will, for vaccine mandates. We had a caller a while ago. Adam called in. He said, I think that one of the best is the fact that they have used aborted fetal stem cells in the course of developing or researching or producing the vaccines that we have available right now. And people, many people, rightly so, have a sincere religious objection to that. And I completely agree with that. So the guidance then is you can request, as one of the accommodations you're allowed to request, you can request a religious accommodation or exemption from getting the vaccine. While I was talking about that, literally, while I was on the air, doing the best I could as, you know, lawyer Phil slash pundit Phil slash, you know, politician Phil slash whatever other parts of my resume were all kicking together to make that statement about how you deal with it, bam, Attorney General Steve Marshall issued a statement signed by himself. Oh, wow, signed by himself, Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon, Representative Danny Garrett, Representative Steve Klaus, Senator Greg Allbritton, Senator Arthur Orr, Pro Tem Senate of the Senate Greg Reed, and Jackie Graham, who is the director of the State Personnel Department. That's strong. That indicates that leadership is saying, we see this issue. That's good. That's good. And it goes on to say exactly the same things I was saying in the segment that I had. That the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has long recognized that an employee has a right of reasonable accommodation in the workplace based upon medical reasons or sincerely held religious beliefs. And these obligations of an employer to the employees are in effect, regardless of whether the employer is subject to the federal contractor mandate. You hear that? You hear that, ULA? You hear that, Auburn University? You hear that, St. Vincent's Hospital? And it goes on to say, to be clear, the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution of Alabama, and federal laws Title VII are in no way preempted, no way preempted by the terms of a modified contract with the federal government. And then here's the kicker. I said these things a moment ago, talking about the Navy, talking about St. Vincent's, talking about some of these examples of the employer or the boss, if you will, trying to be the priest and get in between you and your faith. It says Alabama-based employers, and particularly public university employers, should liberally construe in favor of the employee, and that's in italics so they can't miss it. When they say liberally construe, what that means is you have to give the most amount of credit or consideration to the person who's requesting it. And it says any exemption sought by an employee for medical or religious reasons. In reviewing an employee's request for a religious exemption, employers should not inquire into the validity of an employee's religious beliefs, including the motives or reasons for holding the belief. Bam! And then it goes on to say, too, if you feel like you've been discriminated against in this capacity, report it to the Attorney General's office, and the State Personnel Department, if you are a state employee, will help find you new employment within the state if they are wrongfully terminating you. And it goes on to say, too, that they are preparing the lawsuit and will be filing it shortly and seeking an immediate injunction to try and stop these layoffs from occurring. Now, the question I have and all that is, you employers like ULA, I'm going to keep calling you out. And by the way, CEO or leadership at ULA, if you want to come on and make your case on the radio, you are welcome to try and do so. But just understand that you will be coming on to my forum and we will debate. You will not just have a filibuster. That being said, if you want to come on and justify yourself and why it was necessary for you to rush to the mandate and have your people laid off by the end of this week, as opposed to even waiting to December, I mean, you're not even given the lawsuit time to get filed. That's unconscionable to me. That is just literally rushing, trying to prove that you can get there first. That's just gross. So right before Thanksgiving, you're going to lay off people. Well, what are you going to do when the Attorney General for the state of Alabama files the lawsuit and a federal judge immediately enjoins any further layoffs? What are you going to do about the ones you already laid off, ULA? Are you going to call them back? Hey, yeah, listen, we got some time, you know. If you want to come back, we still got your job. We can give you your locker back. It'll be good. No, by then, you've already hosed yourself. And I would just say, ULA, you need to consider your company policies right now, because go read the legal tea leaves. You're about to step in it, man. And it's going to stick to your shoe and smell bad. Because literally, I do believe that this thing legally, here's lawyer Phil talking. Here's former state senator Phil talking. I do believe that this thing has legs. I do believe that public sentiment is in, you know, coalescing quite well with the actual legal cause of action. And I believe that the Attorney General has strong merit to his case. And I believe firmly that we're going to see, at the very least, this thing get enjoined while they sort out the merits. Because it will be something that the court will see as a potential immediate or imminent threat of harm to the individual. And I believe that they will likely enjoin the actions any further. And even if the local court doesn't, let's say they get liberal Judge Myron Thompson somehow in this case. And he says, nope, not going to do it for you, Mr. Attorney General. They'll immediately appeal that to the 11th Circuit, where we have people like Judge Bill Pryor. And I believe it's going to get enjoined. And by then, ULA, you've already laid off your people because you were rushing to get that mandate met. Ooh, 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 let's get it done. But you've got till December 8th. Ooh, ooh, we're going to get done quicker. We're going to be the first ones. That's a knucklehead move, because you're laying people off right before the holidays, and then suddenly all these people are going to be looking at you going, yeah, guess what? The court just put a stop on it. It's going to be in court now for the next year and a half. We could have kept our jobs. Meanwhile, my kids are going hungry and I can't buy Christmas presents. How do you like me now? That's where it is. That's where it is. I'm laying it on thick right now because that's where it is. You people that are rushing to the mandate instead of rushing to the care and concern of the people who have served you through the pandemic, you deserve what you get. Because you were literally out there looking at the bottom line and acquiescing to the federal government and looking at a federal overreach and going, huh, I think I like that. I want to fire people. That, you know what? You deserve what you get. Because I guarantee you, in the next 3 to 4 weeks before the December 8th deadline, we're going to find out this thing is going to get enjoined and nobody had to lose their jobs, but you did it anyway. And I'm going to call you out on the show when we do. All right, listen, I need to go ahead and go to a short break and calm that down. If you want to call in, it's 866-494-9866. Kelsey, I think you're running the board right now. Am I correct? Go ahead and run us to a short break, brother. You just hit that music, and we will go do some ads and come back here in a moment and wrap up the day. Folks, it's News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. Just click Listen Live. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.